What's the return on investment? This is one of the most complicated questions to answer about public relations. Before you demand an ROI on PR, be flexible in your expectations to reach the maximum amount of benefits. The problem with tracking ROI on PR is that PR doesn't often get the credit for major benefits businesses may experience, primarily because no one is tracking all the relationship building and education campaigns properly. Often there is a lot of pressure from the marketing department to equate PR activities to sales. But if you understand the purpose of PR, then you'll understand its primary function is not sales. Now, of course, some really good publicity can convert to sales. That's why the marketing department likes to use this cost-effective tool called PR to drive sales. Just be careful to not set up your PR campaign for failure by exclusively measuring it against an ROI that doesn't match its primary purpose. The pitch challenge today: list out all your goals for your public relations campaign. If all your goals involve making money, you may easily get disappointed with your publicity efforts. In this case, reevaluate and look towards marketing and advertising options instead. If your PR goals involve increasing exposure, developing deeper relationships, or educating the public about something new or complicated, determine how these goals can be more accurately evaluated. Equating every goal to how much money is made doesn't make a lot of sense if the goals for PR are to be longer lasting and more in depth.